Hey everybody, it's James Lindsay. You're listening to New Discourse's Bullets. This is where I give a short bullet point type summary of a single topic from woke Marxism that we need to understand so we can beat it. And this one should be a short one. This is kind of a bit, if you will, that I do in a lot of talks and a lot of panels around the country. And I think it's extremely important. It's not a complicated idea. It's pretty biblical. It's going to resonate, I think, with you. But I really want to put this in as many heads as possible because I think it's very important. And that is that it's not enough to say the truth. It's not enough for us to tell the truth. We have to tell the truth. I mean, Alexander Solzhenitsyn famously said that one person, one man willing to tell the truth can bring down a regime. But telling the truth is hard. Telling the truth at risk is very hard. A lot of people won't do it. They say, well, what about my job? Well, what about my income? Well, what about my friends? Well, what about my kids? What about what they're going to do to me? What if this? What if that? And they hold back and they tell part of the truth or not all of the truth or very little of the truth. And by telling a lie to not tell the truth, they sell a piece of their soul to the people who are threatening them for telling the truth. And so you have to have more than just telling the truth, because if all you are going to do is go out and tell the truth, when the pressure comes, and you know the pressure will come, you'll buckle. You'll buckle, not every time, but eventually. Eventually, the risk will be big enough where you will crack. You will give in. You won't tell the truth. You won't say the thing you know you should say at the moment you should say it. In other words, you'll keep silent when you shouldn't. Or you'll say, you'll go along with something. Well, I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so I used the illegitimate pronouns for somebody. You'll go along with something that you shouldn't so that you can protect somebody's feelings or make nice or whatever. You've bowed to the power that's being pressured onto you, and you've sold a piece of your soul. This is incredibly important right now with the need that we have for whistleblowers. We know that what's happening is involving a lot of corruption. We know what's happening through government and through corporations. We know that a lot of corporate environments are doing things that are very questionable, but we don't know why and how they're doing them. We have some ideas. We have some guesses. We're pretty sure that the reason Dylan Mulvaney's face ended up on a beer can at Bud Light was because that there's this corporate equality index score that they cared an awful lot about, and that that somehow ties to their ESG score, specifically the S, which is for social justice. But we don't know the details. We don't know how that number is relevant. We don't know what the carrots and the sticks are when these offers come. We don't know a lot, but we do know that there are people inside who know things, and they're not talking. So they're staying silent when speaking out would make a big difference. Think about when the people who spoke out about IBM, that was to James O'Keefe primarily. Think about the different places that whistleblowers have made a huge difference. And then, of course, look at the risk. We had the whistleblower from Boeing recently appear to commit suicide in a parking lot outside of a hotel in South Carolina while he was getting ready to go make a deposition. This is serious. So are you willing to tell the truth with that kind of risk? Are you? I mean, that's hard. So this is why telling the truth isn't, it's necessary, and it's, I guess, enough when you do it, but it's not enough of a set of directions to get people to go do it. This is the bit, and this is why it's biblical, because I say the first and greatest commandment is that you must love the truth, and you must love the truth with all of your heart and all of your mind and all of your soul and all of your strength, and then you must tell the truth to your neighbor as you would have him tell the truth to you. And so obviously I'm paraphrasing Jesus in the gospel there, and his first and second greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God and then to love your neighbor as yourself. So we know what that comes from, but I've substituted out telling the truth, but actually loving the truth. You have to love the truth, and in fact, to be really biblical about it, you need to fear the truth too. What do I mean? Well, if you love the truth, it's different. Because if you love the truth, you will tell the truth. You'll tell the truth when it's dangerous to tell the truth because you love the truth. You'll feel disappointed in yourself when you don't tell the truth when you should have because you love the truth and you failed it. You will support other people telling the truth. You will help them tell the truth when they know something or when they're having to put themselves at risk to tell the truth. You will defend the truth. You will stand up for the truth. You won't say something true and somebody says, yeah, but you're a bigot. And then you just back down. Not if you love the truth, you won't. So if you love the truth and you really, truly love the truth, then you're going to speak it, you're going to defend it, you're going to support it, you're going to look for it, you're going to go try to find the truth if you love the truth. If you don't care about the truth, you're not really going to go looking for it. But if you love the truth, you're going to go find it. And then when other people are doing the same things, you're going to help them, you're going to support them, and you're going to defend them too, because it's the truth that you love, regardless of who speaks it. The Christians would say all truth is God's truth, and therefore it should all be defended and supported and spoken. And people should be helped to do it. The thing is that the truth cannot speak itself. It can only assert itself. The truth will eventually assert itself. No matter what your fantasies, no matter what lies you tell, no matter how much of your own butt you cover, the truth will eventually assert itself. It just can't tell itself. So it takes people to tell the truth. And this is why you have to fear the truth too, because maybe it's not even enough of a motivator to love the truth. You know, in Christian circles, they would say that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Well, I'll tell you right now that in a secular sense, Greek or otherwise, the beginning of wisdom is also fearing the truth. What do I mean by fearing the truth? Shouldn't we love the truth? You should love God and fear God if you're a Christian. Why should you fear the truth? Well, what you should fear is actually this, is that reality is the thing that you run into when your beliefs are false, or that the truth will eventually assert itself. In other words, reality is going to impinge upon your fantasy sooner or later. You can lie to other people for a while, maybe a long while, but you can't actually lie to reality. You might be able to cover up the effects of lying to reality and hide them from people for a while, which is just lying to people, but eventually your system is going to collapse. Your nuclear reactor at Chernobyl is going to melt down. Why? Because people aren't telling the truth about what they know is going wrong. So you better fear the truth too. It doesn't matter what somebody's beliefs are. If you say drive your car and you feel like you're Superman and whatever, 100 miles an hour into a concrete wall, the truth is going to assert itself on you very, very quickly, regardless of how invincible you feel. The truth is going to assert itself. And if you don't fear that, you're not going to act in a wise way. You're going to think, well, I can lie this time. I can get away with it this time. So the admonition here is simply, it's not enough to want to tell the truth. I believe Solzhenitsyn is right. If we have people telling the truth, if people start being whistleblowers, if people stop caving into the social pressures to go along with woke nonsense and just say it like it is and say what they actually believe, and they're not afraid in their communities, and they're not afraid with their coworkers, and they're not afraid to lose their job or whatever, and they're not afraid, they're more afraid of their kids being psychologically or worse damaged through an abusive school system than they are about telling the truth to the school to try to get it to stop. Oh, well, they'll be mean to my kids. Get your kids out of the school then. That's just a sign that you needed to do something else. So what I'm saying is that telling the truth, if enough people are doing it and they're helping one another do it, can make this stop. We can actually get through this. We can stop this woke cultural revolution in its tracks. I believe that completely. I believe that with all my heart. Maybe I have faith the size of a mustard seed and I'm going to move this mountain. I don't know. But what I'm telling you is that if we don't love the truth and fear the truth, but particularly if you don't love the truth with all your mind and all your heart and all your soul and all your strength, you don't have what it takes to tell the truth. It starts there. So go have a soul search for yourself. Do you love the truth? Is the truth that important to you? Is the truth what's going to truly set people free, so to speak? Is the truth what we have to build upon, the rock upon which we have to build? Or should we build in the sand of lies? Which one are we going to build upon? Like I said, it's a very biblical situation. It's a very biblical topic. But I think that that's some very, very potent wisdom. So go evaluate yourself. Do you love the truth? Are you acting like you love the truth? Do you act like you love the truth even when it's hard? And if you do, let that guide your actions. And if you don't, I hate to use the word, but frankly, you need to repent because you're selling your soul. So love the truth, fear the truth, and go forth, speak the truth, and help other people do so.